Welcome to the Business Author Show, where authors and books bring you insight in the many facets of the business world. So sit back, listen, and learn with your host, Danielle Hampson.
Healthcare. Are you sick of hearing about it and nothing gets done? Welcome to the Business Author Show. I'm Danielle Hampson. Healthcare is on the table today with our guest who has spent the better part of his life living in a number of countries with their own healthcare system. His name is Umang Malhotra, and he is the author of Solving the American Healthcare Crisis, Simply Common Sense. Welcome to the show, Umang.
Thank you so much, Daniela.
Umang Malhotra earned degrees from London University. He also joined the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm, Sweden for his PhD, and he later studied economics. He enjoyed success in international business and is currently the CEO of Artistic Goods LLC in San Diego, California. A voyager of nearly 80 countries, he previously authored Individual, Society, and the World. His book, Solving the American Healthcare Crisis, Simply Common Sense, is a major contribution to the public dialogue on healthcare. The book has good reviews, including from Kirkus Discoveries, a leading reviewer of the books in the United States, and the book has also been awarded a prestigious Editor's Choice Award. Umang, most authors have one very specific reason for writing a book. What was yours?
I'll give only two reasons. The first one is one of my best friends. He died in 93. I used to sail with him for nearly 20 years. His name, Frank Rozanoff, and he used to travel around the world after, you know, doing sailing for 6-7 months. And he was in U.S. in 93 in Seattle, Washington. Then he had some headaches. So he went to the hospital and they found out he had a brain tumor. Then they are arguing about who was going to pay the bills for him, you know, because he was from Europe. So these things went on for a while, and after a couple of weeks they sort of wheelchaired him back to Sweden, and the treatment did not take place immediately. So that started it, actually. Then also I walked 7 miles a day, and one of the places I usually pass through is called Martin Luther King Boulevard, and there are a lot of stones inscribed with Martin Luther King's statements. One of the stones says, an individual has not started living until he can rise above the narrow confines of his individualistic concerns to the broader concern of all humanity. So this kind of inspired me, apart from, I can talk about other things, but these two things led me to write this book.
Now, you are writing, of course, about a topic that is very much into the news today. What qualifies you to write this book? Are you a doctor or involved in the healthcare industry at all?
No, simply common sense. That's the subtitle of my book, because having lived in some of the richest countries in the world, I know how the healthcare system works there, and then all the experiences, what people have been talking about. So I said, well, I'll write the book, and, you know, it's all, what you have to do is do your research and express yourself.
So what is the basic premise of the book?
The basic premise of the book is America spends 17% of gross national product in health-related field, which is nearly 100% as much per person as other rich industrialized countries. And then America lies number one in obesity. America is 27th in average lifespan and 37th in infant mortality rate. With that, there are nearly 50 million people uninsured, millions underinsured. So you ask yourself, they spend so much money, what they get in return? And the CIA fact book figures are even worse. You can check it yourself. So it's a disgrace for a rich country like America spending so much money per person, and what they're getting in return. It's the most expensive healthcare system in the world.
So how does the American healthcare system compare with other rich industrialized countries?
This is what I said, that they spend between 50 to 100% more per person. And yet, the comparison, basic comparisons of lifespan to everything, which is much better in Europe, Japan, Australia, even Canada, which is America's neighbor. And there are charts in the book from, I've lived in, there are 11 countries, I lived in 10 of them, apart from I've never been to Cuba. So all these countries are in my book with their healthcare system and how much they spend and all the other variations about healthcare.
Now, in your book, you describe our country as spending 30% of its healthcare dollars on bureaucracy versus just 10% for other rich nation.
Yeah.
Why? How do you account for such a huge difference, in your opinion?
The problem lies, those who have experience about hospitals and all that, you know, is the number of forms one fills up. I remember once going for a checkup and all that on a certain program. It was something like 50 pages I had to look through and then sign at about 6 different places. So bureaucracies also accumulated so many different programs, who is going to pay what, how much for each kind of procedures. So it just accumulates.
So what do you think are the major problems and issues in the American healthcare system then?
You say one is the bureaucracy. First is all this fragmented system where something is a federal government and state government, then this private, so many programs first, then the bureaucracy, then it's the lobbyists, you know, for each interest group, then it's the politicians, because they get money.
Yeah. Well, I believe in when there is a will, there is a way, and this applies as much to the healthcare system as to anything else.
Yeah.
Can this indeed be fixed? And if so, why is it so hard to do?
In my opinion, it is not hard to do. Look.
Yeah, but we're not doing it.
No, because of this special interest group that America can have a very simple healthcare system. It's just like, see, people who live in the big cities in America, they have got First Avenue, Second Avenue, Third Avenue. And the other way is the road, First Street, Second Street, Third Street, Fourth Street. Now, one doesn't have to carry the map. But it's the only nation which, at least in their bigger cities, they have got this system. And people find their way very easily. Same way healthcare system can be built in this country. After all, they have got the some of the finest institutions and great minds in America. But is the interest group everybody has got so much used to, and then so much money for each group, so they don't want to give up what they know they have got.
What are some of the myths about our healthcare system?
Well, there are several myths. For example, they say, well, socialistic system is bad. Most of the time when I ask people questions, what do you mean by socialism? They don't know even what it does it mean. Well, oh, which is government controlled. Then I say, well, why don't you call an army a socialistic army? That's also by taxpayers' money. But anyway, that's a myth. 50% of healthcare, nearly 50% of healthcare system is from a direct contribution from the taxpayers, whether federal programs or state programs. So that's one of the myths, that it's socialistic if it's government run. Then it's also, oh, immigrants have to blame for it. But most of legal or illegal immigrants, they are younger. They get less sick than the local populations who are born here. And actually, it's only 12% of the population of America which is born abroad, which is comparable to other European countries, Sweden, England, France, Germany. So it's a kind of myth. We have got so many foreigners.
So what do you see as a solution to fixing the our system?
Well, my simple solution, I suggest, apart from fixing each of the problem, is single-payer system, the way it works in most of the European countries.
So are you favoring a European kind of a quote-unquote socialistic healthcare system?
Also, single-payer system with top-up insurance. That means that most of the procedures and sicknesses and all that come for everybody. That will eliminate all paperwork. Then, for specialized things, people can take separate insurance. For example, people wanting Viagra or having sort of facelift or something. That shouldn't come under healthcare for everybody. Or they want their stomach drained because they are too fat. They have to take special insurance. So all these specialized things which are now thrown into a mix with insurance companies. So the insurance companies can have that side, but otherwise it should be a single-payer system. Yes, to some of the best practices from Europe, Japan, Australia, Canada can be, you know, I go quite in detail in my book about it, that how this can be implemented.
Obamacare is very controversial. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, I say it is too bureaucratic. It is neither universal nor it's going to be cost-effective. Just imagine 2,700 pages of legislation. It's mind-boggling. Nobody has even read that. And then interpretation of that and all that will be left in the hands of lawyers.
At the end of the day, what is the central message that your book conveys?
My central message is that America can implement a single-payer system with top-up insurance. And I give other solutions too, that if there are insurance companies to be involved, one can have bidding between the insurance companies. Say, and then three top insurance companies can be picked up. That how much for this, how much for this, you know, different kind of procedures and all that. So for the policies, that there should be a bidding so that the competition is also preserved. And then this can be either a single-payer system with top-up insurance or privately led by insurance companies. This can be implemented. Let it be decided then state by state. Let the people of state decide which system they want. And after maybe 10, 15 years, they found out which is the most cost-effective and efficient system, which is affordable, cost-effective, and easy accessible, and quality.
No.
So they can apply both, but it should be applied state by state. And let the subjects of any of the states decide about what is the best.
The title of your book is Solving the American Healthcare Crisis. Who did you write your book specifically for? Did you have a particular audience in mind?
For the people of America, because this is for everybody. Healthcare is the inner security of a person. If it has not affected, I'm still very fit at my age. Very rarely go to a doctor apart from checkup. I do 7 miles a day. So basically, I've written for all the people of America this book, and it's dedicated to them.
What specific thing would you like to say to them today?
Well, I would say first, look after yourself, your health, eat healthy diet, exercise regularly, and try to eliminate conflict and stress. Just make it simple.
Again, the title of your book is Solving the American Healthcare Crisis, Simply Common Sense. Where can we purchase it?
The book is available online stores like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the online stores. And also, it is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, selected stores, and some private stores. And the book website is www.answerstohealthcare.com. Answers to Healthcare, one word. So that's the website. I recently issued about 2 months ago 8 videos about healthcare on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. They are all over the internet.
Okay, wonderful. Again, one more time, the title is Solving the American Healthcare Crisis. Umang, thank you very much for being on the program with us today and for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you so much, Daniela. Nice to talk to you.
This book, ladies and gentlemen, is written by an author who is an outsider, and he looks at the healthcare system in America with a different set of eyes. It provides common sense and unbiased solutions to the problems and the issues for a cost-effective, universal healthcare for all the people. The author has absolutely no obligation to any interest groups, and he is untainted by any ideology. So go out there, get the book. The title, one more time, is Solving the American Healthcare Crisis, Simply Common Sense, by author Umang Malhotra. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are done with today's show. And remember always that no matter how successful you are in your profession or your business, there is always room for improvement. So I invite you to come back next time to discover another great book that can help you further develop your business skills. And in the meantime, to find more books, visit theauthorsbookclub.com. Check that website, as many of our show guests and their books are featured right there. That website again is theauthorsbookclub.com. I'm Danielle Hampson. Please join me next time with another great author and book on the Business Author Show.
Thank you for listening. And tune in next time for another great book on the Business Author Show. To find out more about the show, visit thebusinessauthorshow.com. That's thebusinessauthorshow.com.